All right, y'all, here we go. We are live. Let me hit y'all with this little intro real quick before we get it started. Welcome to the Kenneth Now Thomas Show. Let's get it cracking.
We living out the good life, yeah. I ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Oh, no.
Had some obstacles I overcame.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to ever be the same.
Oh, Lord.
Cause when we change the mind, we change the game.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to season two of the Kenneth Allen Thomas Show. Now, listen, guys, if you joined us last year, if you joined us for our last season, you saw we laid out over 60 episodes of hot material, great material for you guys, great knowledge, great wisdom, great inspiration and motivation and things that we were doing throughout the pandemic. And one of my favorite interviews was with Miss Isabel Davis, who is a special guest on today's show. But before we get it started, check this out. I heard a wise man once say, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So you know what I did? I went out and I got my boys. I went out and got some brothers that got some knowledge that can add to the show, that's going to bring something to the show. I went out and I got my boys, Mr. Nick Mingle and Guy Still. Welcome, my boys. Welcome. What's happening, fellas? What's happening?
Yo, what up?
Let's go. Let's do this. Listen, man. Listen, everybody. I got my man Nick Mingle here, y'all. Listen, this is the strategist. He's the thinker. He's the brains, right? And then I got my man the overthinker, Mr. Guy Still. That's going to really break it down and analyze everything. Listen, guys, we're going to have so much fun. Fellas, what's going on, y'all? What's happening?
What's good?
Loving life right now. God is good,
yeah,
my brother.
This is a good day. Let's do this.
Listen, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome to the show. Listen, we're going to do this. We're going to get it cracking. We're going to pop in. Now, we got a special guest. One of our favorite, you know, songstress are in the building. Listen, for those that don't know, Miss Isabel Davis, everyone, is in the house tonight. And what's so special about Isabel, when we were going through our cancer treatment with Christian, and you guys saw this in the hospital, when we were going through our cancer treatment with Christian, we were playing her song like constantly. But what was so dope is when she came to New Jersey, she was actually at another church and she was worshiping at another church and she was riding down Route 130. I saw that she was in town. I texted her. I said, listen, we're like maybe 20 minutes from you. She swung all the way to the studio to sing to Christian and chill with us for a little bit. That's how I know that she's a real one. She's a real one, right? And ladies and gentlemen, fellas, y'all ready to bring her in?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
We are welcoming Miss Isabel Davis to the show.
Welcome. Oh, look at the white nails. I see the white nails. Let's go.
I almost came in with the ugly cry. You had to share that story. I'm like having flashbacks. Like, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a special moment. How are you? It's so good to be on the show. Thank y'all so much for having me once again. And it's an honor and a joy to meet you, Guy and Nick, right here on the show live.
Yes. Thank you. Honored to meet you as well.
Thank you. Yes, Kenny's my brother, so I'm always excited to join him.
Welcome to the family. Thank you so much. I'm loving the blonde right now. You know what I'm saying? I think the last time you were on, you had the short bob John and everything. Yep. Now we got the we had to switch it up on him.
Gotta switch it up. You know how we do, you know how us ladies like to do.
Let's go. So let's go ahead and kick this off. For those that don't know Isabel, you know, sis, go ahead and tell everyone, you know, who you are, the worship leader, the mother, right? The wife, right? You know, explain to the audience, you know, who you are in short, and we're going to get this conversation rolling.
Yeah, let's do it. So yes, for those of you who don't know me, may not have heard of the ministry, I am, yes, a global worship leader. I am also a wife to an amazing man, Kenneth Brent Davis Jr. Shout out to my boo. I'm sure he's on there watching somewhere. And
all the Kenny's in the building.
All the Kenny's.
Boo, right?
You're in good company, brother. I hear some haters. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we hate you, right?
No, but
just a little bit. Yes. Just a little bit.
Just as much. But yes, I'm a mother to three littles. My oldest is about to be 10 this month, and I have a 7-year-old little girl right in the middle, and then a 4-year-old boy as well. And I enjoy being a mom, a wife, a minister. It's my passion to, you know, just to be able to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus through song. And so, like Kenny shared earlier, you know, it's just, it's such a blessing to be able to, you know, just to help people. You know, minister means simply that, to give service or aid to people. And I'm just blessed Amen. That I get to do that Amen. Through song and, you know, word, if God chooses to use me that way as well. So here I am. I'm excited to be on and to be with you all. I know you guys are amazing and it's going to be a great time tonight. So
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Listen, so we're just gonna continue. We're just gonna have a candid conversation. That's all. We're just gonna have candid conversation. And we're gonna go in, but I want to start off really quick before I let Nick and Guy go. I want to go ahead and play a little bit of your record because that's why we're here. That's why we're here. We're here to talk about this record that you just dropped off to us. You know what I'm saying?
So it's Nick, official.
I'm gonna pass it off to you real quick, man.
It's official.
Before we do that, let me go and play this record and everything for everybody right now, because this joint right here, we really getting the spirit moving and everything, right? We always got to start with the worship. We always got to start with the worship. So check it out. Let me go ahead and share my screen real quick with everyone, with Miss Isabel. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Let me play this back a little bit. Here we go.
Our worship to you, our King, maker and ruler of everything. Yours is the name that's above all names, and we will worship, we give you praise. We lift our worship to you, our Lord, author of heaven and earth below. Every knee will bow and proclaim that you are God and you're still the same. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our King.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, so I got to tell you right now, I was vibing to this earlier, right?
Yeah.
And I was just going through it. Like, I see how, you know what's funny? I saw your emotion as soon as you started hearing the song, you know? And it's good to know that that kind of passion is already just lit in you, you know, where, you know, because it's funny how when you can hear your own music and it moves you the same way you want to move other people.
Come on.
You know? That's fantastic. So it's good to see that. Like, as soon as I saw you, I was like, wait, no, I'm gonna contain myself. I'm gonna hold it back. You know, because I can get live in here and, you know, it'll be crazy. But listen, that song, it speaks to me.
That's so awesome and so humbling. And, you know, you made such a great point. You know, I feel like as a worshiper and as a minister, it's so important that the songs first move you. That it's something that ministers to you. It's something that you believe really moves the heart of God, right? Because if it doesn't, I mean, then why am I even introducing it to anyone else, you know? And so I just love that you shared that, because that's exactly what it is. It's that song of heaven that first moves you, that you know that you can then turn around and minister to the people of God and help them the same way that it blessed you and helped you. So yeah, so true, so true.
Amen, sis. Amen. It's like when you hear that preach word, right? If you're going to preach, it's got to speak to you first before you start speaking to everybody else. So I love it. I love it. I love it.
I feel like you're a preacher. I feel like you're a preacher.
Don't get
nobody,
him started.
Don't tell nobody.
Don't get him started. Don't get him started. Listen.
He's it.
He actually had a sermon and everything as well, too. I got to send it to you.
What? Oh, Oh, please do.
Kenny, yeah, listen, that's supposed to be in the family vault, Kenny. What you doing? What you doing, man? You're not supposed to do that. That's supposed to be in the family vault.
Jesus said, go out and preach the gospel, brother.
Come on. Amen. Amen to that.
Tell him, Kenny. Tell him.
He said, go out and preach the gospel. So we had to go. We got to go ahead and spread that. All right? We got four corners to hit. We got four corners.
You ain't never lied. But all right, Isabel, let me ask you this question, right? Okay. I see your passion and your calling, right, for God, right? And I see how he's moving on you. How do you think his calling over your life has impacted the lives of other people?
Well, you know, I believe that God, you know, all he's really looking for with us, you know, as just his people, as his children, is our yes. You know, it's that simple. It sounds, you know, super elementary, but it's true. It's once we give God our yes, then he can take that yes and, I mean, he blows our minds with it. I'll put it like that. I know when we were starting out and, you know, I was leading worship at local church. Which I love. I have a passion for that. I think that local church is very important, you know, to community and just to build. It keeps you humble too, right? You know, especially if you have family serving with you, they will knock you right down. So, but it's good, you know, to have that. It keeps you level-headed. It keeps you humble. And what I found is that as God started opening up doors, you know, as I was serving in local church and the doors began to open to be on bigger platforms and to share the gospel on a greater stage. For me, it was just the simple, continual yes that I had to continue to give to God, because there were times when it was rough. There were times that it was a struggle. There were times I wanted to give up, you know, because people see the platform part and it looks real easy. It's glamorous.
Amen. Fun, and, Amen. You know,
it's all of those things, but they don't see that the enemy is sending attack after attack, you know, whether it's on the family, whether it's on your health, you know, there's so many things that people don't see. And I believe that it's our brokenness in those times that people can't see it, that God uses to bless and to minister to people all the more. So it's a life laid down. It's a life laid down. It's a continual, you know what, God? Yes, I went through that. Yes, this is hard, but you still have my yes, because that's all I have, you know, and I want you to continue to partner with me as a vessel to be used for your glory, for your people. And so how has that helped me, I think was your question, or how do I feel that it has helped others? I believe that each time I get the opportunity to sit down and to go through the comments on a YouTube video, whether it's the new song, We Lift Our Worship, or like Kenny mentioned, The Call, and to just see the testimonies that God has done in people's lives through one song because of one
yes,
blows my mind. And it's a testament to how our God moves. You know, we know the scripture, you know, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, hope, or even think. But it's like, that's exactly what God does with our yes. He blows our mind. He does more than we could have ever imagined. And so to answer your question, I believe that when you continually submit to God and submit to the Holy Spirit and walk in that calling and the purpose that God has, you know, designed for your life, that he will change the lives of people. He will bring restoration. He will bring healing. He will bring transformation, you know, through one song or one simple yes. And so I'm blessed and I'm honored and I'm humbled and I'm grateful that God continues to do that and continues to bring confirmation through, you know, testimonies, through the yes of heaven, you know, to let me know that, yes, you're still right in the will of God. So continue to do that. So let that be an encouragement to someone who's listening, to someone who's watching. Don't give up. You know, that you might feel like, man, I'm pressing against a brick wall. But, you know, the more that you surrender your heart, if God is calling you to do what, you know, you believe you're doing and walking in, he's going to use that for his people and for his glory. So don't get discouraged.
Amen.
Preach, preacher. Preach, preacher.
There you go. I'm loving it.
Says the preacher.
Right.
Takes one to know one.
Man. So humbling.
I am loving this conversation. We talked about faith. We talked about your family. We talked about worship. Sometimes the feeder has to get fed, though. right?
Now.
And so tell me where you get your spiritual renewal when your faith tank is low, when those comments may get you down or life may, you know, pull you down. Where do you get your spiritual renewal from?
So, you know, one of the most important things for me as a worshiper first, you know, I'm not just the worshiper on stage, right? Yes, it starts with your personal time. You know, people ask all the time, like, how do you become this public, powerful worshiper? And I said, it starts with being a private, powerful worshiper.
Amen.
You know, some of the greatest encounters in God's presence, people will never see those, you know, because it's just me and him.
Right.
But it should be an overflow, you know, when they're getting to encounter his presence with me in front of them, and I'm inviting them into that space. It's an overflow, and it should be, you know, people should want to burn because they watch you burn on stage for God. Yes. But when those moments come and those seasons come of just feeling, you know, drained, or even just, you know, like, oh, I'm so tired, or even just, you know, there's so much going on and it can be hard to find, or to even to create space for, you know, man, I just need to lean into your presence, God. Make the space available for me.
Make,
you know,
room. As make a business, room.
Yeah, make room. Well, you have to do it with intentionality. You know, just like anything else that we make time for. Yeah, like John McReynolds sings about, everything that we want to make time for, we make time for. Mm-hmm. Right. Amen. So if I'm feeling spiritually weak, or I'm feeling low, and I can usually tell when those times are happening because I feel drained, you know, I'm like, okay, kids, go to the other room. Mom's tired. You know?
Amen. Right.
And so, yeah, you know,
we have those moments.
So, yeah, we do. And I think that for me, it's so important for me to be able to tap into that and know those things, because I have to get refueled. It won't always happen, you know, just because I, you know, want it to be, you know, to happen. I have to make it happen. And so the things that fuel me, it's real simple. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God.
All right.
So, and that's, you know, Romans 10:17 lays it out really plain. It's that refueling and rebuilding of our faith. And how do we do that? Well, we dig into the word of God, right? Because that's what builds up our spirit, man. That's what refuels us. You know, when we read the word of God,
yes,
we inhale spiritual life. When we pray, we exhale spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to be refueled, if you want to be refilled, go to the word of God and get refueled. Also, worship is important, and it's vital to me. It's a lifeline.
Yes.
You know, that's what I feel like sustains me in seasons where I feel beat up and I feel drained and I feel, you know, weary and well-doing, so to speak. It's those moments that we create space for God's presence to come into our home, and we create altars, whether it's in the four walls of our local church building or in the four walls of our little prayer closet. You know, when we invite the presence of God in, because he's not confined to the four walls of any building. All he wants is a simple invitation. And so when we do that, he'll come and he'll sit with us, and his presence will refresh us and renew us and wash us in his presence. And that's, to me, what keeps me filled to overflowing. Wow.
Amen. Wow. Amen. I love what Kenny's wife, Josie, said. She intentionally, you know, there has to be an intentionality in that war room, you know, creating that room for yourself. And so that's something that I do on a regular basis. And that's where I go for my worship and for my word. So that's special to me.
Come on.
Appreciate you.
Now he said worship. You know, because we out here, it is a spiritual warfare that's happening right now. And I think that right now is the time for us as believers to step the game up, you know, 100-fold, 200-fold, 300-fold, even more. Because I was literally like, you know, looking at even myself, like even my brain, and seeing where we're going. And what I realized is that everything is about faith, family, and leadership, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that someone asked me, how do I find my purpose in life? I said, well, what are some of the problems that you want to solve, right? And for me, I said, you know what? I think we have a problem in leadership worldwide. And I'm not talking politically. I'm talking about internally, right? There's like an internal type of leadership that needs to take place so that we can carry out God's will. And oftentimes we get so sidetracked by what is happening so much in the world, where that is important, but are you taking care of your internal? Are you taking care of your well-being? Are you in the war room like you were just speaking about right now? Because what we do in private dominates what we do in public. So let me ask you this. You know, what are the inspirational settings, you know, and examples of your faith, family, and leadership?
Repeat the question. The devil's trying to hold him down. Go ahead.
The devil is a liar.
We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of
all of that. No, I was saying, you know, what was the inspiration at, you know, the inspirational setting in an example for you that you had with faith, family, and leadership growing up from a, you know, from being a little girl up into a you know, a woman of God that you are now?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I think Kenny, you and I, we had an opportunity to talk last year. And one of the things that I shared was, okay, y'all, I'm a church baby, right? Like I grew up in church. I tell the age old joke, you know, I grew up in the church. My dad was part of the ministry. My mom was also in the corral at this little storefront ministry. And my drug problem started, right? They drugged me to church Wednesdays, Sundays, you know, the joke.
Yep.
But the thing was, my mom was really, my mom and dad were very instrumental in kind of, you know, leading by example, as far as faith goes, as far as leadership and family goes. My mom was and is still to this day a powerful prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. You know, she led by example in a lot of areas. And I shared this with Ken last year. She's one of those moms, like I'm telling you right now, she would come in the room at midnight, you know, or when we're asleep, I mean, sound asleep. And she would come with a bottle of oil and she'd be, and I'm not talking about this small, I'm talking about pouring oil, you know, pleading the blood of Jesus, you know, just the old school prayers and speaking in tongues and really going after heaven on behalf of her kids. And, you know, I believe when I look back, I always think about, you know, man, what an impartation that was happening while we were asleep, you know, so vulnerable. But what God was doing in that was building up our little spirit man, you know, our little spirit. And I think that because I saw her do that, and because I remember that so well, and I can see in my life the impact that it had, you know, I turn around and I do the same with my babies. You know, I pray over them when they are asleep. I pray, you know, I speak the word over them, you know, because I believe that heaven hears those prayers even while they're asleep, and he's moving in their lives, and he's, you know, he's shifting things in their future. And I think it's something that we can do as parents and as leaders, because if you're a parent at all, you're a leader. You know, whether you want to be or not, they're watching you. They're watching everything you say and you don't say, and they're picking up on it. And so I think it's so important to lead by example. But those leaders in my life were definitely, you know, in the church that I grew up in, Pastor Sides, which was my bishop back home in San Antonio, you know, and his wife were such strong leaders. I mean, always just, you know, being spiritual mothers and fathers, you know, and just leading by example again, sharing the importance and showing the importance of a life laid down, a prayer life, a fast life, a word life, the things that, you know, not we don't always like to do. You know, nobody says, I can't wait to fast.
Right.
But, you know, those principles still stand.
Come on now.
They're still important to our walk and to our faith and our growth in faith and our, you know, being able to walk out our God-given destiny, you know, especially if you want to leave a mark and be impactful in it, you know, to anyone. So I'm grateful because my dad was the psalmist, you know, in this little storefront church, and he had a voice, you know, before he went on home with Jesus that would just shift the room. You know what I mean? I'm talking like you felt demons leaving, and that's powerful because, you know, that's something that, you know, it's just not the usual, you know what I mean? And so, you know, that, like you said earlier, Ken, and like your wife says, there was a lot of worship happening. Yeah. And because I got to see it, because I got to, you know, experience it, like my love and my passion for what worship can do, just, it grew. It just grew stronger and stronger and stronger. Because watching the power of God and the presence of God move in a room and move in people's lives, there's nothing like it. It is so fulfilling to watch chains break in a room and to see people just weeping before God because they're getting a release or a breakthrough that, you know, that they couldn't otherwise encounter. So Man, I had some great examples, and I'm grateful for that. My mom, my dad, my pastors, and then God just continues to, you know, place people strategically, divine connections in my life to continue to help me grow spiritually, you know, and in all the areas that we need to continue to grow. You know, we're never there. You know what I mean? I think that we can always be students, you know, students of the word, students of worship, students of in every area of life. So I'm grateful. So grateful.
No, that's awesome. And I think it's fantastic that, you know, you had that family foundation, right? You know, and here we are, we're talking about faith, we're talking about leadership, we're talking about family, you know, and I love it. You know, I mean, again, you know, I'm talking about how you were beaming, talking about your kids, you know, and the joy that you have. Look, see, I said it and you smiled again. That's what I'm talking about. See, so like, I'm a big family man. You know, I mean, I think all three of us on here are, I know that for a fact, you know what I'm saying?
I love that.
And you know, I really want to know, you know, I heard that you were a Southern Texas girl, you know, and I heard you had to move out of San Antonio to New Orleans, you know, and I want to know, what was that kind of impact, you know, the decision that you made, not just for yourself, but also on your family?
Right. Yeah. So, of course, when I met my amazing husband, he was military at one point, Air Force. Shout out to all the military.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. We love it. Look, we appreciate it. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes. We do not take that lightly. And you know, so we got married in 2010 and I was still in San Antonio serving at the local church. I stayed an additional 6 months as we were transitioning into new praise and worship leader. And my husband made that sacrifice because I know that was a sacrifice for both of us. Amen. And then I transitioned, to New Orleans. And that was a big change because, you know, the culture in New Orleans is completely different. You know, it's rich in culture. But San Antonio also has its own culture. It's kind of like a big melting pot there too, as well. And so it was a big transition. And I found it really hard because for me, all of my family at the time, most of my siblings, my mom, all of my mom's side of the family who we grew up with, the Hispanic side, because I'm Blackskin. My mom is Mexican and my dad was Black.
So, you know,
we had a big family.
All the good food. Really, you got right. All the good food.
The best of both worlds. So, you know, but it was really hard because, you know, I worked full-time there. I had two full-time jobs, lead worshiper at the local church. And then, of course, I worked at a bank as well. So I was leaving a lot of friends. I was leaving a lot of family. I was leaving everything that was familiar, you know, to come to New Orleans. But it was because my husband and I had heard from God that that was where we were supposed to, you know, to be relocating to. And so, of course, again, it was a season of obedience and, you know, stepping out on faith, which is always scary when you, you know, when you're like, okay, God, I heard your voice.
Yeah.
But then you step out on faith and then everything That's seems tough. To be going wrong, right? It's like,
yes.
You know, and so we went through a really tough season. You know, my husband's business was struggling at the time. The ministry hadn't even taken off yet, you know, but we stayed faithful. And that's one of the things that I believe God moves in is our faithfulness and our dedication. And because I feel like it was in that season that God really started, you know, pulling us to step out ministry wise in my personal ministry. And I remember we were thinking, you know, God, we don't have the resources for this. We don't have the, you know, connections. Like, what do you mean it's time to get in the studio and start recording? And like, how are we going to do this? We don't know the industry.
You're sitting there like, Lord, we ain't got enough. You're like, we ain't got enough. He's like, I'm going to make it enough. Exactly. Don't worry about it.
That's the thing. You just said it. It's that saying, you know, God, I don't see how this is going to happen. And God's literally like, I didn't ask you to figure all that out. I just asked you to do what I asked you to do. So, God really, he showed up in such a powerful way through the song, The Call, which was the first single that we ever put out. And it was amazing. And so to kind of think and look back on, you know, just a few short years ago, what God did with The Call, and then all the way up to now, you know, with We Lift Our Worship, it's mind-blowing because it's like we always hear it as church babies. We know the word of God. We know that, you know, his promises are yes and amen. We know all of these things, but when we're actually walking it out and God is opening the doors so seamlessly, where at one point it was like, how is this going to happen? It's amazing. It's amazing. And that's who our God is. And that's his heart. And he's that kind of
amen.
Father.
Amen. So that's right.
Yeah. It's a blessing. It's just a blessing to walk in the kiss of God. That's just yes. the best way I could put it. Right.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I mean, when I hear the call itself, it, you know, yeah. brings me to a stillness, right. Just to yes. a focus and then sometimes yeah. the tears. Right. But let's talk Come about, on. You know, when it took over the airwaves in 2017 and gospel awards yeah. and all types of things, right? You already talked about what keeps you grounded, but I want to know what did you want to take from that momentum? What did you want to take over yeah. into this new single? Tell us about the new single and how you took the momentum of that over.
Yeah, yes. Oh, I love that. That's a great question. Well, you know, my heart is always as a worshiper is to create space, whether it is, you know, your one-on-one time in your car, you know, because some people that's their worship time, you know, like on the way to work or right. sitting outside right
yes.
before walking
yes.
into work.
Yes.
Or, you know, just being in the stillness, right? Being in the stillness of that early morning quiet before kids are up, before the house is moving around. And then there's those moments in a corporate setting, you know, which I love. That's my passion in my heart. I've done it for years. There's something so beautiful, you know, in worship when we can pull heaven down, you know, as a corporate mm-hmm. body. And I know we're getting to kind of go back into churches now, and there's something so beautiful about that, you know, when we get to hear, you know, the cries of others and we're pulling kind of from each other, from the places we've been through and the dark places that we've just come out of. And I think we kind of all went through this pandemic thing together, so it kind of
it did
put us together, you know, it bonded us together. And so I feel like when we get to come together and worship at the feet of Jesus together, I feel like it is such a beautiful thing, because when heaven hears us calling on him, like we did in the call, you know, come down, Holy Spirit, we want more of your presence, more of your spirit, yes, more of your love and your mercy and your healing, that's the heart that I continue to carry from message to message, from song to song to song. It's that, God, you are continually worthy of my Amen. Praise and of my worship. You're worthy to receive it at all times, you know, and the psalmist David said it the best. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And that Amen. Is kind of the heart of worship behind the songs that I bring and introduce to the body of Christ. It puts us in a continual space of that reminder that, God, you'll continually be worthy, no matter what yes. it looks like in yes. front of me, no matter what I'm yes. walking through,
yes.
you know,
yes.
you'll always be worthy of my praise, because you'll never stop being good. Yeah. You'll never stop being faithful.
Right.
You'll never stop being holy. You'll never stop being worthy. And so that's kind of what I came into this new single, is that same heart, that same message that says, God, we bring our all to you, and we lay our crowns at your feet, because you are the only living King
Amen.
who took off your crown,
Amen.
On a crown
that's
of
right.
thorns, and became the perfect sacrifice to us.
Giving
so
that passion.
We lift our worship.
We yeah. love yeah. that passion. Yes. We love that passion yeah. that you show for Christ.
Come on,
yes,
now.
Yes, we Praise do. God. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we feel it.
So
yeah, he's so faithful.
Amen. So sis, I got a question. I got a
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
Now, I saw something that management has sent over, but I actually seen it on your Instagram page, and I need to know what is the message behind this. I'm going to pull it up for you so you can see what I'm talking about. Because it gave me the Patti LaBelle vibes. It gave me the Patti LaBelle vibes, you know. And, and I want everybody to see, you know, what we looking at right now. Bang!
Look at that there, boy.
Come on now.
Look at that there. Look, that's old school meets new school. That's what that is.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Exactly right.
So give us the drop about the dress. What's the significance behind the dress right now?
Well, you know, I just think that when you come to worship a king, I always just imagine, you know, coming before him with your best, you know, and you know, it was such a blessing because I've always admired the stylist Jay Bolin from afar, you know, and finally had the opportunity to work with him. And when I tell you, just he's a sheer genius, you know, kind of shared a little bit about the project and the heart behind the project. And he got to hear a little bit of the song as well, but just his creative genius. You know, we walked out into this field in Texas, Dallas, Texas. And all you see is this red wall in the middle of nowhere. And of course, you know, he kind of put together the look. And you know, I think everything is so important these days. It's not just the worship and the ministry. I think the presentation overall is so important, you know, because there are some people who, yeah, they're drawn to the ministry because they love music, and others, they have to see it first, you know. Yeah. And
so right, right. Fun. Yep. Yeah.
You know, I was so blessed and so grateful to have the opportunity to work with him because, again, just a genius in his craft, you know, just, you know, thinking outside the box and kind of pushing the envelope and all of those things. And I think that he really did that. And one of the things I love is that I can't wait to share the album because it wasn't just this single that I got to work with him on, but it was the full album. So. Wow. That'll be another reveal.
So,
you got to dress for.
Do you got to dress for every single?
Now it's not another dress, but for the album, the actual album coming this spring.
Yeah.
The cover he did as well, and it is another like a phenomenal.
Listen,
he does a look. You know what I mean?
We need the preliminary. You got to send us the advanced copy. You know what I'm saying? We got to see that because if you're telling me it's a little bit better than this, that's crazy.
I know, how does he outdo himself every time? And then he also styled me for the YouTube video that you were just playing. So he's just, I mean, he's amazing at what he does. And so, shout out to Jay Bolin and the whole team. They're amazing.
Hey, Jay, listen, a brother needs some suits.
For real, you know, I'm out here in a sweatshirt. This ain't really, you know, it. I need a little something. You know what I'm saying?
We got guy out here looking like a Puerto Rican Nino Brown and everything right
now. Hey, man, listen, sis was just talking about attention to detail. Let's get it.
I'm telling you, you Puerto Rican fly. I understand. I see you.
Man. I'm trying to keep up with you guys, man.
He don't look like one of them boys from Brooklyn back in the day that's ready to get on the block and start breakdancing and stuff. He got a leather jacket and he's straight.
Thank you.
You know, God got a little something with him too. You know he could do it. But look, Isabel, I gotta ask you this question.
Y'all making me blush in front of Isabel. Stop.
Look, we try to let her know she got a little competition. She got a little competition out there. You know? That's good. So I gotta ask you this question. So you're talking about collaboration, right? With, you know, your outfit and everything. But I heard that there was another collaboration, you know, with the actual production of the song. So I want you to let everybody know, because, you know, I need to hear about how that came to fruition and the kind of energy and the vibes that y'all had, you know. So tell us a little bit about that.
That was such it's just been an incredible journey, you know, putting together this project. So a couple of collabs happened on this one. You know, we started out doing some writing sessions with different artists, all amazing in their own right. And one that in particular that I absolutely love because I feel like she kind of shares the same, like we have like spirits and kind of like-minded hearts and all of those things. And she's just a crazy minister, period. But her name is Prashia Hilliard. And so shouts out to Prashia Hilliard. Yes.
Let's go.
She's amazing. You know, she's been leading worship for years and, but she also preaches. She's like a preacher for real. And so, you know, we kind of sat down and, you know, it was during this crazy time. And so our writing sessions were completely virtual, like Zoom. Which is also really challenging because you always have the little delays going on and you have, you know, those kinds of things. But all I did, I simply, you know, I shared my heart with her and my passion. And it's like one of the things I immediately realized and remembered about the songs that she's written, because we've led them in different churches, are that she kind of gets like the whole, you know, if we're going into corporate worship, I look for the songs that really allow for the people of God to kind of quickly engage so that we can, you know, usher the presence of the Lord in a time where we're not just kind of taking the entire song to learn it, but we can hear it, we catch it, and then we're kind of corporately, you know, worshiping together. And so she has a couple of songs that kind of do that, similar to like The Call, where it's you look at the song, it's 9 minutes, but then you're like, there wasn't a lot of words to that. I just realized we're kind of
good 9 minutes. It's a good 9 minutes. Listen, by the time you're done, boy, you don't feel you done got a workout, boy.
Let me run that back.
Exactly. And so with We Lift Our Worship, it was very similar in that, Kenny and gentlemen, it was really similar in that we had the concept, you know, we sat down, we kind of wrote it together, and it was like we birthed this song that was like originally 6 minutes or so. And it's like what God chose to do when we did the live recording. I mean, as you can see on YouTube, it's now 18 minutes. And so it's like I'm always intentional about creating those moments where Holy Spirit can come in real time and, you know, create those spontaneous moments, you know, when we get in the river, so to speak. And what does a river do, man? It moves, right? And so the river of God is ever flowing, yes, and it's ever moving. And so that's really what happened through that song. But Prashia, I can't wait to share the project with you all, because there are three songs that I got to write with her on the project. And when I tell you, she just gets it, like she just understood it. You know, it's these kind of simplistic choruses, simplistic, you know, the hook is quick, the bridge is quick, and you can jump in and really engage in the worship right away. And so that was something I loved. But also the other people that I got to collab with was Todd Delaney and Delaney Land. Jamel Kimbrough, the producer, he's insane. Like, I mean, when you talk about just Todd Delaney and Jamel, they have such a spirit of excellence on everything that they do. And so getting to work with them was such an honor and such a joy, because, you know, again, Todd Delaney, that's another worshiper. You know, you all have heard his music.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
He just, I mean, just such a blessing to the body of Christ. And initially we were going to just do one song, and it just ended up to where we just ended up doing the full project together with them. So there's so much in this project that I just believe it's going to be such a blessing. You know, we have one of the things I'm excited about is that, you know, I, as a worshiper, there's a certain sound, and a lot of the stuff that I've, you know, shared with the body of Christ, the songs are a little more on the slow side. But as a praise and worship leader, I, you know, the high praise is my heart's passion as well. And so there's some of that. There's a little bit of Spanish. I mean, it's just, it's so good. And so I can't wait to share it next spring. But, you know, We Lift Our Worship, I am just, like I said before, I'm just blessed and grateful just to see what God is doing. I mean, we released it on November the 19th, and just watching the YouTube numbers, I think it's like 115,000, you know, views. And for me, I get so teary-eyed every time I see that. I mean, like ugly cry, because I'm like, God, you are so amazing that you care enough about your people, you know, to allow them to, you know, click on a song, whether it's accidentally or whether it came up on the reels or, you know, whatever. And then just, it's such a blessing to them, or they'll share, like, I was just in such a low place when this song came on, you know? And to me, it just blesses my life to know that, man, God, you're just involved in every aspect of this journey and of this ministry. And so I'm blessed, I'm humbled, I'm grateful to keep doing what I believe he's called me to do, and then to see people impacted by that.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yes.
You know, our pastor, he makes it a point to tell us never to get so comfortable with you know, the grace and the mercy of God, right? Don't get so comfortable with it, right? And so I'm always looking for new inspiration and new things that inspire and grow me. And so in working with all those powerful people, whether it be in vocals or production, right? Tell us about your new record label, Global Ministry Records, like that coming together at a time when you're bringing this powerful music out has to be like mind blowing to a lot of people. I mean, especially somebody like myself, that I'm always just looking for that new.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, my husband and I started the label, you know, we had kind of been operating under Global Ministries for a little while, and most people didn't realize that, but because I'm an independent artist, and people just kind of assume when they see something being done, you know, a certain way or in excellence, a certain way, they just assume, hey, this is a big label behind this or this big engine. And it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, the big engine was Jesus Christ, really, because, you know, like I've shared with y'all before, it was, there was a lot of learning to be done. And you know, there's still a lot of learning to be done as well. But it's a growth process, and it's a journey that I get to share with my amazing husband. And, you know, eventually my heart and passion is to reach back, you know, and to say, okay, these are some other worship leaders who were in my position when I first got started, and they don't have the resources, and they don't have the connections, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to get started. And come so our heart That's behind leadership. Global Ministries was, you know, as God shows and brings those gifts that we believe are also like-minded global ministries, you know, whether it's singers, rappers, you know, whatever, worship leaders, that God has blessed us to be a blessing and to be able to reach back and say, now let us help you, you know, to get to that place that you believe that God has called you to. So yes, I love that you said, you know, what are those things that inspire? It's constantly remembering that, you know, God took us from here and he did the elevation. You know, promotion doesn't come from man, promotion comes from God. And so remembering that and walking in that and remembering the greater purpose, which is, you know, to be able to reach back and help others to do the same, is what keeps me going. And then I've got kids that, like, I mean, they're already showing passion for this. Come on. they're already showing passion for, you know, music and ministry. And I love that, because it's like, it's not just the why. It's like, it just gives fresh breath and it breathes fresh life to know that, man, there's someone, I've got babies that I can, they don't have to go through the struggle. They don't have to go through all the, you know, the roadblocks that we had to, like, we've already been through that. And now, hey, pass the baton. If you want to do this, here it is, you know?
So, well, listen, I'm sending my daughters down to New Orleans right now. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to hook it up, you know what I'm saying? Cause my little one, she's trying to get that. So I'm about to tell her, listen, you got a mentor waiting for you.
I love it.
Speaking of that, you know, Isabel, you know, we talked about it a little bit, you know, privately, like, what's your take on women in leadership today, especially going into 2022? You know, we've had so many different tragedies happen, and especially to young women as well. So what do you say to the young women right here, right now, going into 2022? How can they move forward? What type of impact do women your age how can they impact other women in their own communities as well?
Yeah, well, you know, just talking to young women in general, I think it's so important for those of us that are a little older, right? Just a little bit. You know, I think for that next generation or for those coming behind us, you know, I think it's so important, especially like for the millennials and the younger generation, that they not only see us, you know, on these, you know, this platform, but that we're transparent enough to share with them that, hey, we didn't just get here, you know, we didn't just wake up and here we are, but that that we're here.
I think we lost the first thing. Here we go.
No, you're good. Yeah, we got you.
You're good. I think we lost it for a second.
She gonna come back. Listen, Kenny, I gotta thank you, man. This is awesome. I mean, she's so powerful with it, man. It's just it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to hear. I mean, you know, we see so many people in so many environments, right? And we to her point that she was making right before she got cut off, we don't know how people get to the level that they get to, you know what I'm saying? So to be able to hear that journey, I mean, you're talking about Texas. Now she's in, you know, New Orleans, you know, her upbringing, when she was talking about her mom, you know what I'm saying, praying over her while she's asleep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a powerful thing. And, you know, sometimes we take for granted the power of prayer, but who knows how much her mom has prayed for her to get to this point now, where she's continuing to be blessed, and we are continuing to be blessed because she's back with us. Welcome back.
Here we go. So sorry about that.
There we go.
So, yes, here we go. We're back. So I'll backtrack just a little bit. I think our question was just help, you know, sharing with the younger, right? And I was saying that I think it's so important nowadays that we, you know, we're able to be transparent enough to share with them, you know, that we're human too, right? Yeah. So we didn't just wake up and you know, in this elevation that God has, you know, brought us to, but that there was struggle, you know, there was hardship, you know, they have to see, I think they want to see transparency. I think so often, just as the body of Christ, we have failed our younger generation because we're so afraid of just being transparent. Like, yes, I messed up in my youth. And yes, I was a wild child. Or yes, it's like when we don't share those things, all they see is like something that's unobtainable. Like, how do I get there? You know? Right. And I think, you know, sometimes in the older generation, it was like, all they saw was this like perfection. Like we put this facade on it. We put this mask on it. Praise the Lord. How you doing? I'm blessed and high in faith. And it's like, okay, I'm not always blessed. And
I'm not always blessed. Come on, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, how about the dude or whatever that just flipped me the bird and everything for cutting them off? Like, how about that? Like, for real.
That part. That it happens. Part, right, it happens. There, it happens. That's real. That's real. And I think that we've done ourselves and our younger generation a disservice when we don't share the real and the raw, you know. And of course, you know, we use wisdom when we share, but I think they have to see, how did we make it through? You know, how did we get from here to here? And it's okay, I think, to share the struggle. And I think it's okay to share, like, you know, the journey, because there are highs and there's valleys, there's mountaintops, you know, it's all part of it, you know. And I think that as Christians, I believe we can do better at just sharing and being transparent about our journey and how God can take us from the bottom and bring us, you know, to a fresh place, Lord. Because he exalts the humble, you know, but you know, and so I believe that he does. And so I believe that is really the key, is just being more transparent. Yes, absolutely, about our journey.
Yeah.
I think that'll minister.
Being in youth development for the last 15 years, I love that, because everything you speak of just aligns with purpose, right? And so dealing with youth, I have to be, you know, I'm also a high school coach, so I deal with all ages.
So
these high school football players, they need that direction, and they take direction from connection. Right.
And come on.
When we connect through that transparency that you speak so well about. Right. And absolutely, they want to know that you've been through the same things that they've been through and the same struggles, and we've made it out.
That's
so. Yeah. And I think even what you were talking about them seeing the honesty of us, you know, like, you know, in my church, I know that what I've done is, you know, people, you know, you're a deacon, this, you're an evangelist, this, et cetera. But I come in jeans and a t-shirt, because the reality is that's what they need to see. You know, like, that's their good. Question is, why does everybody have a 6-piece suit when I know that my mom and my dad can't afford it? So it's like, you know what? That's not really my thing. I can't afford it either. So guess what? You're going to see me in jeans and a sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying? But we still praising God either way with it. And it makes them feel connected rather than them feeling like, well, unless I get my 6-piece suit, I'm not coming in. You know?
That's it.
So, yeah,
it's so, like my dad says so this good. All the time, right? He'll sit there and sometimes watch other preachers, and he'd be like, yo, man, like, what's up with the suit? Like, and my dad was my dad was suited out, suited and booted all throughout life. He's 65 years old right now.
My dad,
and
same way.
When he goes to church now, it's like, yo, I'm not wearing a suit no more. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily about the suit, but he always felt like he had to put on this facade, like Nick was talking about, where you gotta, you know, dress to impress. And that's not how you want to connect with this generation. Like, that's not their vibe. Like, they're not going to respond to that.
So true, Ken. And I think, like, each and every one of you already shared, I think when you're already in close connection with the youth, that they are, you know, that they're more open already to what you want to share with them and what you have to share with them, because there's a wisdom that they look to you for. You know, you've been through things that they haven't yet been through, you know. And so I really stand by that. I feel like the more that they feel they can connect to us, and they feel like, okay, I'm not going through this by myself.
Right.
I'm not the only one who's experienced this. Like, other people have gone before me and they made it out. and they got through it.
There it is.
Whether, someone
that looks like me. Right. Someone that's dealing with same things. Like,
There it is.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
So y'all just preached a whole word.
There we go. There we go. So sis, listen, we got a couple minutes left and I got one more question, and you know we got to play a game. All right. We got to play a game. Okay.
I remember the game.
So we're going into 2022. Okay.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you would say to encourage everyone that, you know, in 2021, they're probably still feeling the effects from 2020. So what is one thing that people can take home with them, you know, from this interview right here, right now? What's one thing that you would say to impact them, inspire them? Anything that's on your heart that God wants you to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Man, for me, worship is everything, right? When we pray, when we worship, when we make room for the presence of God in our lives, even the things that bring chaos, the things that bring stress, the things that bring frustration, like all of that just simply becomes easier. I'm not saying it goes away, but our perspective changes. It changes us. When we worship, our perspective changes. So we're not as quick to get frustrated. We're not as quick to respond, you know, in a negative way. We are able to really, you know, just lean into God's presence. And when we make room for him in our lives, I believe that every area of our lives begin to elevate. It's his word. It's to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. So when we put God first and we place him at the center of everything in our lives, it almost feels like things just begin to fall in place. I'm not saying that we're never going to encounter hardships ever again because we've created altars. But what I am saying is that when we're walking with God and we put him first, then everything else begins to, our load becomes lighter. You know, the burdens begin to lift. And so when you're walking into 2022, that would be my encouragement, is to, maybe you didn't do such a good job of it in 2021. Maybe you had a hard time just finding time to get in your word, finding time to make an altar for the Holy Spirit and for his presence. You know, I've been guilty of that as a busy mom, as a minister. Like I would be lying if I said there weren't days that went by and I didn't get in my word. But what it is it's about consistency. It's about being intentional.
Yep.
It's about making the decision that, hey, when I walk into 2022, I'm not going into it like I did in 2021. Mm. I'm not going into it with the same heaviness that was on me in 2020. You know, I'm going to renew and refresh my mind. And how do we do that? With the word of God.
Go ahead.
How do we make our day smoother? We started out with worship. And even if that's a 5-minute encounter with God, you know, leaning in and just saying, hey, good morning, Holy Spirit, I'm up. And I want to spend a few minutes with you. And maybe we don't have an hour. And I think a lot of times we put such pressure on ourselves. Like, I don't have an hour to spend in God's presence. Okay, so what? You think he's upset about that? No, he wants to commune with us every moment that we have an opportunity to do that. If it's as simple as you're on the job and you have a bathroom break, you go in there and you say, God, I thank you. I thank you.
Amen. That's right. Yes. Right? Yes.
And
that's right.
So make that decision walking into 2022 that, God, I'm going to make room for you. I'm going to create space for you and spend time in worship and in the word and watch everything turn around.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Preach. Isabel, listen, that was so powerful and everything right there. Like, I soaked all that in. I'm pretty sure that everybody that's watching the chat and everything right now soaked it all in as well, too, as well as the, you know, Guy and Nick. Amen. Listen, before we go, we got to play a game. Okay. We got to play a game.
Yeah.
So this time I switched the word up. Last time. Yeah, you had to do C-O-U-T-C-H. This time, since we're doing the rebranding of the show, which the Kenneth Allen Thomas Show, okay?
Okay.
Me, Nick, Guy, and a host of others that are not with us and everything, we are known as the Shift Makers. All right, we're known as the Shift Makers. So
I love it.
The word that we're going to use is the word shift. Okay. We want you to give a positive word for every letter that we give out. Ready?
Okay. And this is all with the word shift, right?
The word shift. Every letter I give, you give a positive word to it, is going to spell out shift. All right. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. S.
S. Now, am I doing one word or is this like
one word? A one word.
Oh, okay. One word. One word. Okay. Okay. So S. Let's see. Sustainable.
The preacher her got a message. The preacher in her got a message. She's like, give me one word. I can preach a message.
She wants to give one.
So what was that word again? What was it?
Sustainability.
Sustainability. Okay. Okay. H. How about H?
Woo, heaven is where we want to be. Heaven.
Come on now. I.
I. Let's see. Illumination. That comes from the word of God. Illumination. Amen.
Illumination. F. F.
Forgiveness. Come on. Forgiveness changes us.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
And the last one, T.
T. Training. Continue training. To learn and always be a student. Always Woo! Be training and learning and growing. Training.
We are training for reigning, y'all. We are training.
Come on.
Let's go.
For reigning.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Yes. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Isabel Davis, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, y'all.
Yeah.
And thank listen, so everyone that is watching right here, right now, listen, make sure you guys are probably on your phone or wherever you're at, okay? Listen, make sure you guys go ahead and share this with your mommy, your daddy, your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, abuela, abuelo. Share it with everybody right here. You like that? You like that? I got a Spanish wife.
I got a Spanish wife.
But you know,
Yep.
I got to brush up.
I love her.
You know? So really quick, Isabel, so where can everyone, where can they find you at? Where can they get the, I got your link and everything right here, but where else can they find you at and where can they get the single?
The single, yeah. So wherever you get your music, the single We Lift Our Worship is available, but you can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well at I Am Isabel Davis. Check out the website, isabeldavis.com, for all things Isabel Davis, worship material, everything that we talked about tonight and shared is there as well. And also, I'll just do a little quick shameless plug. I just became a midday radio personality for a Cumulus station here in New Orleans. Yes.
Hey, let's go.
Yes.
Talk about things popping.
Let's go.
It's an FM station.
Oh, we got the FM.
Ah, listen to that. Look, we done moved off the AM. We on the FM. Look at that. Moving.
So you can check out, it's called Heaven 106.7, New Orleans Inspiration Station. And you can check out the website, heaven1067.com, or right there on your handy dandy iPhone or Android, you can download the app, Heaven 106.7, and check out the show. And I'll be on from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Just sharing moments of inspiration and encouragement, we'll have like chances for people to win prizes, things like that. But yeah, it's just God is doing amazing things. So I just had to drop that in there real quick and share as well. So
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to Mama Isabel as well too. Mama Isabel who's always supporting. Mama Isabel. Shout out to Mama Isabel and everything real That's quick. Her. I just had to get that in. I had to get that in
I
and
know.
Everything.
She's amazing. She's amazing. Listen.
I love it.
Listen, can we ask Mama to pray over me when I'm asleep? You know, just ask Mama to pray over me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mom, I go to sleep around 11 to about maybe 3-4 in the morning. So if you can squeeze that in, Mama, I'd appreciate it. You know,
talk that anointing oil up the turnpike.
Word up, word up.
I'm telling you. Because I'm telling you, heaven hears her prayers. Listen, I said, Amen. Oh my gosh, you need prayers?
Yes.
Mama.
Yeah, listen, you are proof, boy. That prayer warrior, Amen. She's a real warrior, boy. For
that
real.
That prayer is verified. She got that verified prayer.
I'm just trying to be like her when I grow up. That's all.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. Listen.
Yes, sis, and shout out to my awesome management and team, Roland Jack and Stephanie and Lillian.
What up, Steph?
My team is amazing, and I just had to take a minute and shout them out as well. They're incredible.
Listen, they got a gem. They got a gem on their hands. I hear that. They got a gem on their hands.
Thank you so
good
much.
Team.
Yes. Listen, sis, this is your home. You are always welcome here whenever you want to come and share. When the album drops, we're going to have you back on. We need to have you back on. We need to talk some more.
Love that.
And listen,
absolutely.
If you're going to have a listening party, you know, invite the brothers down. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
We try and get that in a gumbo. We trying to get on our gumbo. You know,
listen,
us East Coast boys, we need to be
fed spiritually, and then we need to be fed, like, you know, physically. You know, we need you to work that out, because, you know, that black skin, you know, we need all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. See, and y'all would love this time of year, because when mom comes in, I'm talking enchiladas, I'm talking rice, fresh salsa, all good.
Come on now.
Stop with the accent. You want surprises at the end of the interview with the accent?
Hold on,
wait a minute. We got a whole other interview to do with the accent.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. You can't talk about food with Guy around. It's a wrap.
Oh, yeah. No, listen.
Guy's that dad going to be like, yo, you going to finish that? I'll finish that for you.
Amen.
Don't let no food go to waste.
Listen, just tell Mama Isabel when I come down, I'm going to need the recipe book. We're going to have to work that out, you know.
That is it. Oh, look, somebody said, oh, yo quiero.
Stop.
Yes, go.
Awesome. Listen,
so much.
Everyone, please make sure you guys go ahead and share this feed. If you guys are watching the recording, wherever you are listening at, maybe you are on Anchor, maybe you're on Spotify, maybe you're on iTunes or Google Podcasts, please make sure you go ahead and share this live, share this recording with someone who needs it, who needs to hear Isabel's message. And we are here every...
Amen. Oh, look at that.
Uh-oh.
That was a liar. It's all right, Kenny. I got you. Well, like Kenny was saying.
Right.
We are here. You're going to hear from us. You know, the three of us will be here. At some point, we're going to have Isabel come back when the whole album drops, because we got to see the album outfit.
Oh, there we go. You know? I just climbed out for a second. I don't know what happened there.
All right. I was going to say, we tell everybody Isabel's coming back at some point. So we're going to work that out.
There we go. So when we change the mind, we change the game, guys, you know, and make sure you guys continue to pray, continue to fast, continue to give, especially during this season right here, right now. You never know who you are going to be able to walk into and who you're going to be able to bless throughout your days, okay? Again, yesterday is gone, tomorrow, worry about itself. Today is all we got. Use your breath the best way we know how. Amen. Until later, until next time, all right, we'll holler at y'all. We talk to y'all later on the Kenneth Allen Thomas Show. Check y'all later.
Peace.
Bye.
Catch us while you can.